You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Yeah, he's on an IL. He has an oblique strain. Timetable, we don't know. He's a mother one, so usually takes from 4 to 6 weeks.
Alex Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature to listen to Alex Cora in full. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. Speaking of WEEI Afternoons, they got Curran today. Good timing on that, too, since he got the apology from Steph Diggs, and then he had to apologize Steph Diggs.
No, I'm truly sorry.
And Phil Perry apologized.
It was a bit of a sorry off.
Even though Phil Perry apologized directly to Steph Diggs, according to Phil, last Friday.
Yeah.
It was a sorry off.
That's true. it's a late submission for oddest story of the year.
Very strange.
You know,
oh, like, add that to the Jones and Keefe Awards?
Yeah. Weird, strangest story.
Strangest story.
Yeah. Remember when Steph Diggs apologized for nothing? Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. That was really weird.
Well, that was weird.
So that's where we're at. No, but I just wonder how he's going to react as the season goes on if he's not like the production that he's used to. Because that's one thing.
How do you think?
Probably really well. He's turned over a new leaf. No, I don't think he'll go great.
I don't think when he's not getting targets, he's ever handled that well in his career.
Because,
it's well documented from Minnesota and especially at the end in Buffalo. Yeah. Less so last year in Houston, but again, Houston didn't want him back, so that one's more up for debate.
But do you know
the
how many
first
targets,
two are not up for debate.
Do you know how many targets he got per game last year?
Oh.
That's including a game he left early.
Eight?
Yeah. He got targeted 8 times a game last year.
You think he gets that here?
I hope so, but no.
Me neither.
I don't think it'll be 8 times.
I would answer it exactly the same. I hope he does.
I hope, and he should.
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
He wasn't in any of the practice. I mean, not eight, but like he wasn't hyper-targeted above any of the other receivers.
I think his time in Buffalo, he was targeted 10 times a game, and that seems low, honestly. Remember watching those Bills-Pats games, and you're like, they throw to him every time. They don't have anybody else to throw to. And so he would have... He had multiple years of 150, 160, 166 targets. Like, the guy was, he's just used to always being involved. And so, like, are they going to, it seems low when you say it this way, but should he get the ball thrown to him twice a quarter? Yeah, he should, but I don't think it's going to end up being like that.
That gets you to 8.
Yeah.
Which would get you to, what's that over a 17-game pace? I don't even know what that is, but.
Like 120, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that would be a good number for him, I think.
Yeah.
Assuming he's the same player after the knee injury.
Well, because that's one thing that he might have to adjust for, too, is, and we were making this case earlier, like all the times he's wanted the ball, whether it was in Minnesota, Buffalo, he was right to want it. Like he was a great player. He was a first team all pro, led the league in catches, led the league in yards type of player. So every time he's been healthy, he's been productive.
Yep.
So, like, when receivers all of a sudden aren't as good, how do they then react to that? So now, like, are you still demanding the ball even though maybe you're not getting open the same or whatever? Like, so it's just going to be something to watch starting Sunday and all season long.
what was it, 8 a game over 17 would be 136 for the year.
136, okay.
So if he gets 7 a week and he plays 17 games, that's about 120. So that's a good target for Diggs. I'm not sure he's going to get there.
Yeah.
This individual keeps texting, 617-779-7937. It's funny watching Patriots fans try and defend Diggs, who's been known to be a bad teammate, but ship Devers out of town ASAP. Ha ha ha. Maybe that seems inconsistent. I just think we did give Devers a nice long chance.
Yeah.
Then he wasn't doing what the team wanted in spring training. He went AWOL, actually, even prior to that. We didn't know that at the time.
Right.
When the manager was trying to talk to him. And then the team sucked for months and months and months, and then we wanted to move on. Look, Diggs, I don't think he's going to be worth the headache if he doesn't produce. And he might not be worth it. He was producing in Buffalo. He produced in Minnesota, and they didn't think he was worth the headache. So he might not be worth it anyway long term. But for a year, he's worth the headache if he produces. I'm not sure he's going to produce.
Yeah.
That's my big fear.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's the same thing. You know, Devers.
As Devers?
Yeah, I don't think it's the same thing.
Right. Diggs isn't going to refuse to play.
Right. And also, I've never been like the old, you only need great guys all the time. Like if you're really productive, and that's different. Like, is Mike Vrabel asked Diggs to do something and he said no to the detriment of the team? Not that we know of.
Right.
Whereas Alex Cora and Breslow and John Henry all asked Devers to do something and he told all those guys no.
Devers was producing and you couldn't move on faster, meaning us.
Oh.
True. I mean, he was producing. It was also dragging down the team with him. If Diggs is dragging down the team, we'll say the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
617-779-7937. Speaking of the Red Sox, Alex Cora was asked yesterday, again on WEEI Afternoons for his weekly appearance, how the Red Sox replace Roman Anthony. Here's what he said.
He's one of our best offensive players, but it sounds harsh, but we have to move on, right? We've got to, you know, put that uniform on today and try to win a game. And we've been through this before, right? Casas and, you know, we traded Rafi. You know, there's been a lot of stuff with this team and we've been able to keep going. So I expect the group to do the same thing.
A lot of stuff with this team. I wonder if he's a little frustrated with anyone now that I hear that a second time. But sticking to the main point.
Yeah.
Without Roman, well, let's start with this. Will Roman Anthony play again for the Red Sox this year?
I don't think so. I mean, it's a 4 to 6 week injury, and I think that's even probably putting it like a positive type spin on it. There's 4 weeks left in the regular season. Mm-hmm. So let's say that's out, even if he's on the earlier side.
4 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, rather, would align with game two of the wild card.
Yeah.
So that means he's done for the regular season at 4 weeks. 6 weeks would be game three of the ALCS, which, by the way, Cora said yesterday after his interview on WEEI Afternoons to the assembled media, envision your first at-bat game one of the ALCS. So that was Cora's timeline, which is on the longer side of a 4 to 6 week window. That means they got to get to the ALCS for him to play again. I don't like their chances of winning two rounds without Anthony.
That's what I'm saying. It's like one thing if you had him and his production in there, right? And it was like a different player, right? Say it was even Willie Abreu. You had a healthy Roman Anthony, and you're like, hey, Willie Abreu might play if they make it to the ALCS. You're like, all right, like 50-50 or whatever. You have a chance that it's going to happen. So, yeah, and that's even if he recovers on that timetable. And then even still, like normally when guys come back from injury, they rehab a couple games or whatever. Right.
That's like, assuming even if he's back, he's back at a high level when he comes back. And even
tough.
If he's ready to go, he's ready to play in an ALCS game.
First at bat against Tarek Skubal in the ALCS. Awesome. Like, thanks for having me. So I think, sadly, we have seen the last of him for this season. And you hope that he makes a full recovery and he's good to go for year two.
Yeah, so I don't really have any big picture concerns about Anthony. This is a minor grand scheme of things injury. I wouldn't compare it to Marcelo Meyer, in other words. Like, Marcelo Meyer, it's fair to have
hurt a lot,
real concerns about his durability, even though he's a good friend of the show. One of the things we did ask
maybe
him when we were in Worcester, and it was the only time he got perturbed with us. Sometimes you get upset
perturbed with you. He's perturbed with you specifically.
But sometimes you get upset with your best friends, Keith. You
know,
you're able to kind of go water under the
brothers
bridge.
Brothers fight.
It's true.
Yeah.
It is like a brotherly relationship we have with Marcelo. Mm-hmm. So, he got upset with me. I just asked him about the games played total in his career. I was like, is that something you'd like to improve? He's like, what do you think?
Yeah.
But then we have another year where he hasn't done it. Meyer, big picture, it's fair to be concerned about his durability. I wouldn't extrapolate that with Anthony in any way, but it sucks because I don't think he's playing again for this team this year. So can they make the playoffs without him? Yes, they should. I agree with something you said with Bradfo. They have no injury excuse to not make the playoffs. They're six games up on Texas right now, who's also without Nate Eovaldi going into the dumper. Kansas City has lost two or three in a row. I forget. They've fallen off too. You have a massive cushion to make the playoffs. You should make the playoffs. If you don't, fire Cora, blow things up. Like, you can really make changes if you collapse and miss the playoffs. But you should make the playoffs. Once you get there, I don't feel great about him. I'd agree with Bradfoe on this. You have to pitch. And yeah. Fortunately for them, they had been. But Crochet even has me a little nervous based on his last outing.
Right.
And even the way he was trending throughout most of August.
Oh, it's remarkable, though, what Roman Anthony has already done in 71 total games, where he is, and we were kind of talking about this with Bradford, but he's probably their most important everyday player.
Yeah, even more so than Bregman.
I think so.
Who I want to get to in a moment, yeah, but, no, and Bregman, I agree with that.
And there's a lot of the intangible stuff, and there's like just the experience and the clubhouse. Yeah. There's all of that, but I'm saying like
Bregman is their leader. I love the attitude and the winning pedigree and everything he's brought here, but their best everyday player already overnight was Anthony. Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to power rank the most important position players on the team, like who could you at least afford to lose type of thing? He'd be the number one guy. Then probably Bregman, then probably Trevor Story, right? Like, in my face, Trevor Story's had a great year.
Yeah, your face.
In my face.
I always believed.
You loved him.
Notoriously, I was a big Jump Story guy. You hated Story, and you loved Jordan Hicks, yes.
But so now you take away Roman Anthony from this equation, and you don't even have Willier Abreu's 25, 30 home run power just sitting there in the lineup from the left side. He's also out.
Yeah, what?
So you went from like, we need to trade away an outfielder to we have one outfielder.
There are no outfielders. Yeah. So when is Abreu coming back? It doesn't sound like he's close, but he should play again this year, right?
I think so, but I feel like
What's the thing on him? He can't even run yet?
Correct. Yes.
So that was crazy. Like, listening to Cora talk about him, I thought it felt like he was a long way away.
Yeah, how long is this trip? You're not going to see him on the trip.
Well, I got the Snakes starting tomorrow.
Yeah, they're staying at the, I don't know if Bradfoe even should have spoiled this, the hotel they're staying at. Actually, I won't repeat it.
All the Diamondbacks fans are going to be calling and pulling the fire alarm, playing all kinds of hijinks.
They go Arizona and then Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Yeah, shout out Sacktown. And then they're back home against the Yankees on the 12th. I don't know when we're seeing Abreu again to go into that.
So that's obviously tough, right? So those are two of your better power bats in the lineup, and you replace them with Sogard or Nate Eaton or like what, you know.
Well, let me give you two more.
Okay.
The password, Joe Stinson.
Bring him up.
Well, he didn't look ready when he was up here to me.
No.
So
Drew Walker too.
I don't know that that's my answer. That's a right-handed outfield bat. Let me give you another potential right-handed outfield bat, Christian Campbell.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot of outfield. They haven't found a position for this guy. Started at second. He was taking grounders at first. Now he's like in the outfield in Worcester. Yeah.
Why are they calling up Nick Sogard and not Christian Campbell? We asked this to Bradfoe earlier. Like, what? Like, where are they going to be a part of the mix? Bradfoe sounds like they're nowhere near bringing Campbell back. They should. He's hitting. They already paid him. You need the right-handed bat. You need the replacement for Roman. I know he's not. Anthony was a lefty, and he's a right-handed. But you need the replacement bat, meaning just to try to replace the production. That's the guy who logically should be up here, if not today, before the end of the year. I would try that again with him, especially if you're looking like you're going to make the playoffs, and it's not white knuckling your way into the playoffs where you need Campbell to produce, but you have a cushion and the pressure's off a little bit, and you can just kind of see it. Campbell's the guy who should be back here.
Let's see, in Worcester, not to steal Nick's expertise, but Christian Campbell, 8 home runs in 59 games, has an .817 OPS.
Okay. I think it's been hot lately. Okay. I think he homered and tripled the other night. He's been homering more, so he's trending in the right direction.
All right.
Overall, those numbers are not great, admittedly.
No.
But he was hitting like 200 for
a month. It was a really, really, really slow start. I feel like the last at least couple of weeks to even a month, he's heated up in Worcester.
Okay.
That, to me, is the logical guy to look at and say he should come back. But maybe it's Garcia. I don't think they're going to piece it together with Eaton and Sogard. I hope it's not that.
Although Eaton in the month of August in Worcester was hotter than a pistol. Oh, he had OPS over 1,000.
Nice.
So maybe Nate Eaton is the guy most deserving as of right now. And you would need him to go on a, like, Abraham Toro, can he keep this up type of pace? Where you're like, you know it isn't him, but can he do it for a month? Baseball players, that happens all the time. So can one of these guys that's replacing Anthony, the many players that are going to replace him?
Maybe the obvious answer is Bregman, who has 2 hits and 14 at-bats so far this month. He hit .260 for the month of August. I mean, he's clearly not 100%, he legged that play out the other night. But he's been in a bit of a prolonged funk. So maybe the answer is Bregman, who, by the way, people have been tweeting us this today. I read this morning from Passan. I didn't think it was – people are treating it like it's a report from Passan. I don't think this was a report, but he was making his free agency predictions. Like, okay. For instance, Kyle Tucker, 400 mil.
400 mil?
It's kind of a steal, right?
Yeah, it's a bargain.
Yeah, it's Keith. We had him chalked up for 5 or 6.
He cooled.
Yeah.
He was hot, and then he's less so.
So Passan wrote this morning, Bregman signed a 3-year, $120 million deal, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. Rare to find a player, not just with the wide base of knowledge, but the ability to reach it. He's got opt-outs. It says, barring injury or a catastrophic slump, he will opt out and join Tucker and Schwarber in a clear top tier among the winter's free agents. Well, he is still not 100%, and he's slumping. So I thought that was a big caveat by Passan,
yeah,
that he will opt out. But people are treating that as a report. He continues, Boston recognizes what it would be losing Bregman if they embark elsewhere. Excellent at bats, gold glove defense, relationship with the rookies, blah, blah, blah. It says, complicating matters for the Red Sox, though, and this is what I did find interesting. The teams that are in need of better production at third this offseason, the Phillies, the Yankees, and the Tigers, who did offer Bregman a deal last offseason, he predicts 5 years with an average annual value of $35 million that eluded him last winter.
Yeah. I mean, you're making 41 and change over the next 2 years, so you'll take a hit average annual to add on years. I'm not worried about it at all. And maybe I'll be the idiot that's not worried about it until he's playing for the Yankees and you're like, wait, that happened fast. But I just think Craig Breslow is the chief extension officer. That guy can get a contract extension done with the best of them.
You know what? When you say it that way, great point.
He is.
Great point.
He got Chapman to sign before he even hit free agency. So Bregman, and you know, maybe it's just what he says publicly, but he seems to really enjoy it here. He chose the Red Sox over all these other teams a year ago. It's his team, right? You don't have Devers kind of clogging stuff up. He and Cora obviously have a great relationship. Bregman loves Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer, and all these young guys. I think he likes being on the team quite a bit. So assuming that the Red Sox don't, they're going to offer him something. They already have, you know, stashed away $82 million with his name on it for the next 2 years. So whether he opts out or not, I'm really not concerned that he's going somewhere.
So that's been my attitude all along. Now Passan saying, predicting that he'll opt out catches my eye because Passan is super plugged in.
Yeah.
Best info guy in the sport, I think, these days. Probably him or Rosenthal. So, you know, I don't mean to brush it aside, but he also put two huge caveats on it. Bregman has been hurt, and he's been in a big slump. So I still think Bregman will be back. Maybe he'll opt out and return. Maybe he'll never opt out and chase the AAV over the next two year-to-year deals that, yeah, he has at $41 million a pop.
Like, would you tack on 3 more years to his current deal?
Meaning past the two opt-outs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because Passan's saying, you know, maybe the Phillies give him a 5-year deal.
If he's really threatening to opt out and you're staring down the barrel of the gun, probably. But yeah. I'm not convinced he's going to do that.
No, I don't even know either. Or I'd say, like, all right, if we'll give you 3 more years, but, like, no more opt-outs. Like, we don't want to do this again next year. Like, we don't even have the question next year, right? And then maybe you get something done.
Yeah.
Maybe he tells you to pound sand.
You can jump in. Yeah, athletes have done that before.
It's happened.
It has happened. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. With week one of the NFL kicking off tonight, they'll be talking to Tom E. Curran, part of the Apology Tour with Steph Diggs today at 3:30, so stay tuned for it. We also have the clip du jour on the way, and right after trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag!
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox couldn't complete the sweep and had their 3-game winning streak snapped in last night's 8-1 loss to the Guardians at Fenway. Roman Anthony was placed on the IL with an oblique strain. Anthony is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Red Sox are off today. We'll be in a 6-game road trip with the first of 3 against the Diamondbacks in Arizona tomorrow night. Patriots are back on the practice field today at 1:30 ahead of Sunday's season opener against the Raiders at Gillette. And the NFL season officially begins tonight. The Cowboys will be in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles. Kickoff is scheduled for 8:20. You can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
It certainly is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's an off night for the Red Sox, but we do have the first NFL game of the 2025 season from Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champion Eagles taking on the Micah Parsons-less Dallas Cowboys. Eagles, I know they're good, but 8.5-point favorites here.
Buying
in the
opportunity?
I don't know.
No.
That's a big number for like a division game, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lay 8.5 for Philly, but I'm also probably not touching that line.
No, I'm not going
to. But forced to bet it, I think you're right. I think you take the Cowboys side.
And you got a total.
A lot of points in a divisional game with a full off season. One thing I do think, the Cowboys made such a big deal about stopping the run, and Saquon and the Eagles' run game is probably going to be tough. They might just sell out and be like, if Hurts throws all over us, whatever, we are not going to get beat on the run after Jerry Jones made such a big stink.
True. It could be that. But a total of 47.5. You like points in this one or?
Oh, I like points.
Yeah, points.
Yeah, points. Points, 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 points,
yeah. Grab back, grab the grab bag, bag. Grab bag, grab a bag, bag. And another grab bag, get them your grab bag.
How about this controversy, Jones, that we found out about yesterday? Red zone. People love red zone. You put the controller down and you just sit back.
People did.
What? Well, yeah. They're adding commercials to red zone. That's not red zone. The whole appeal to red zone was no commercials.
That's not what I'm paying for every month.
No. Now you basically just have Sunday ticket.
Yeah.
You just have all the games.
Yes.
You can have all the games, but you don't want that. Commercials, I'm telling
7 hours of red zone football starts now.
That's not 7 hours commercial free. That's 7 hours red zone football.
Is it like commercials or is it like split screen commercials?
Okay, so Front Office Sports just came out with a report that I saw anyway. Maybe it's been out longer. Oh,
they're getting a ton of backlash because you have Pat McAfee being like,
people don't care about commercials.
Yeah, they're fine. They don't care about commercials.
If his point is people will not like
still watch it,
bail on it? Well, then I guess he's right about that, but people definitely care.
Quite a bit.
All anybody was doing yesterday was complaining on social media about it.
That's why every streaming service has the option. It's more money, but they have the option for commercial-free because people hate commercials.
Yeah, that's true. Front Office Sports is reporting that there will be 4 15-second ads in a 7-hour edition of Red Zone in Week 1. Okay. They also write that could change later on in the season.
So that's only a minute total worth of ads for 7 hours?
That's just the start. Week 4, it'll be however many ad breaks. And by certainly the end of this year, next year, 5 years from now, it's going to be chock full of commercials. It'll be an incredibly small ad load.
It's a bad day, sad day.
An NFL spokesperson told Front Office Sports, while the ads are playing, viewers will hear the audio of the ads, but another box will show NFL Red Zone. There will not be full ad breaks, when football action disappears from the screen, again, according to Front Office Sports. So it's not, it's going to be very tolerable in week one.
It's a gateway drug.
But that's how they get
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Uh-huh.
A few commercials here and there, full screen.
Yeah. They even used to cut away from commercials during the 4 o'clock games when it was four of them. Like, get this game off the screen.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just show three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. When there's like 2 4 o'clock games, put all your ads there. That save your ads at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Bilbo. Bilbo Grab Baggins. He's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo. Bilbo Grab Baggins. The bravest little hobbit of them all.
It's not really a grab bag. It's just a bag.
Dan Roach did an interview with Robert Kraft.
Oh.
And he asked him, hey, we're going to get a Bill Belichick statue. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I've always wanted that. I want that when he's done coaching. So whenever
when he's done coaching, he left the ball right there in Bill's court. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's really up to Bill. Once Bill gets fired, or I mean, once Bill retires, I will.
So you're telling me there's a statue next fall?
Maybe.
Well, they needed a full year to get that done with Brady.
Took a while to come up with that.
Yeah, I don't know what took so long after seeing it.
So do you think we will ever get a Bill Belichick statue?
Yeah, I think now definitely.
Yeah.
Kraft is on the record saying it. Yeah, I mean, now we're definitely going to get one.
What if he coaches like 3 more years? I mean, I guess he still can.
Yeah, I think that once Kraft says we're getting one, we're getting one.
Yeah.
Do you have this other Belichick item in grab bag or are you going to bring it up here?
No, do it now.
Okay. Belichick has banned scouts from the University of North Carolina, Patriots scouts specifically. And Nick, you were telling me he's also made it very difficult for any scouts.
Other team scouts are finding it difficult to get into practices, but Patriots scouts just straight up banned.
So say it again. They're the 33rd NFL
yeah,
team.
33rd. His selling point was, hey, we're the pipeline to the NFL, but scouts can't come see you. So good
classic.
Luck.
Yeah, that's bad. I mean, that's the whole idea. Like, why I think any NFL coach, let alone Bill Belichick, would have that mass appeal would be like, I can get you ready for the NFL more than anybody else. He even talked about it at his opening press conference. But not having scouts there, like, that's not great.
No. Even Patriots scouts I half get. If you're just like, you're holding a grudge against the Pats, that's still terrible business, but I at least get it. What's the upside of keeping out scouts from any of the other teams?
Well, I think it's more.
Maybe they don't want his players.
Or he's
after seeing Monday.
That's what I'm saying. I bet he's embarrassed. He's like, this team stinks. Like, this team is way worse than I thought it was going to be.
Great
and I don't
point.
Want.
I actually
in the
don't
league.
Want you to see the team.
Yeah,
this I get it now. That's a great point.
Because then he doesn't want to make fun of him
right.
behind his back, being like, oh my God, I went down to Bills practice.
Guys,
you should see that thing.
Don't come watch. What's the quarterback's name again? Gio Lopez?
Well, for now.
Don't come watch him, please. Whatever you do, don't watch him.
I think he's making like $2 million a year.
Money well spent.
To do that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like $1 million of completion.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the
grab bag.
The only thing that's real.
It's a long walk.
Raiders wide receiver Jacoby Myers, when he asked for a trade, the team said no.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do
I
that.
Like he was asked about it.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, what's your situation with requesting a trade? He's like, I asked. They said no.
They said no.
That was the exact answer. And, yeah. And they were like, "Are you?" One of the reporters asked. I watched the full exchange. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, are you happy here? He's like, I can be happy anywhere. He's like, I can be happy here. I can be happy elsewhere. He's like, it's just a job.
I yikes.
So it sounds like he's getting dealt.
Yeah. So it should be a nice reunion coming up on Sunday with Jacoby Myers.
If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are part of me, you're born. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a
grab bag.
Apparently, the Philadelphia Eagles were interested in Micah Parsons. Wouldn't that have been something?
Yeah, I'm
if
not,
all of a sudden, week one, I don't know if Dallas would have done that.
I don't know how to square away this report because it came out this morning, right?
Yeah.
So,
trying to drum up some buzz for the game.
Do I believe Howie Roseman was in on a player? Yeah. But I'm a little suspicious of the timing of all of it and why it's coming out now.
No,
and it's odd. I guess the Eagles are playing tonight, but yeah, I'm not surprised that Roseman was in on a player.
They're specifically playing the Cowboys.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, both teams. Yeah, true.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
We mentioned Elijah Vera Tucker yesterday had an injury that he might require surgery. Well, it turns out the Jets guard out for the season. Not for the season.
They want to run the football there.
Well,
I think they have Chuks Okorafor, so that's look it up.
For now.
For now.
He could leave at any minute.
It's a good point.
We're friends to the
grab bag.
Remember?
This is the
grab bag.
Friend.
Jordan Hicks on the IL. We're not going to see Jordan Hicks for a while. Yeah. Went into the game yesterday. In the first inning, things did not go well for him. Things have not gone well for him the entire time he's been here with the Red Sox.
No, we read you the Carrabba's tweet. There's 122 relievers who have made 20 appearances since July 1st or whatever it was. He's basically the worst over that stretch. I don't want to celebrate an injury. But can we celebrate not having to watch him? Let's hope and pray for his health.
Fair.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Get healthy.
He's getting paid.
He's getting paid either way.
He's getting paid a ton of money.
And we don't have to watch you in the
regardless.
Meantime. Can we do that?
I think so.
I mean, you're the Hicks guy, so you tell me.
I was the Hicks guy. Let's make that very clear. Yeah. I was the Hicks guy.
Yeah.
He looks like the guy from Ironheart, so I thought that was good.
That's a plus.
But
he's got that going for
throws 100 miles an hour.
Got that going
throws
for him.
Smoke.
Doesn't strike out anybody somehow.
Nobody. Yeah. Pitches to contact.
Don't you worry, pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him our best friend.
Also grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update? Huh?
No? What?
Yeah.
Do we?
No. Oh, you're going to get it. Yeah. They won again.
They're not doing a lot of losing these days. Now they're playing the Rockies.
Yeah.
Which when the Red Sox played the Rockies, we heard a lot of, oh, it's just the Rockies. But we gave the Red Sox credit for that, so let's give Devers and the Giants credit for their performance, yeah.
He went 1-for-5 with a run scored and an RBI and a strikeout in their 10-8 win over the Rockies. But if you update the National League wildcard standings, Rafael Devers and the Giants are 4 games behind the New York Mets for the final wild card spot.
So 4 games. Brad Foe said they're kind of in the mix, and we were both very dismissive.
Yeah, 4's in it.
In the hunt.
The Mets have been horrible for like what feels like 2 months.
Giants are in the hunt.
Mets are falling apart a little bit.
Devers, to his credit, 252, 832 OPS, 15 homers, 39 RBIs with the Giants. I'd say almost all of that has come in the last week, but he's heating up.
I mean, he is. He is definitely heating up. You can say that much about him.
Oh, that's it. I've had it with this dump. We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets.
Grab bag.
They're falling off.
All right, let's find out, Jones, who the best Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, September 3rd. Was it Matt Chapman, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI?
Hmm.
Was it Nassim Nunez, 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI? Was it Austin Wells, 3-for-4, home run, 2 RBI? Was it Bryce Elder, 7 scoreless?
7!
6 Ks. Or was it Cade Horton, 5 scoreless, 6 Ks?
Let's go with Matt Chapman. He got tossed the other night. Yeah, he came back, answered the bell in a big
true.
Way.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
that's
Matt
true.
Chapman's
that's
the guy.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
No Red Sox opponent, so truly a random player. We're going with a guy that played a bunch of positions, mostly shortstop.
Okay.
You'd find him at short.
Yeah.
He also played second. He also played third. He also played left, right, a couple games in center.
No first.
Even pitching inning.
Hot corner, no. He never played first, but he pitched?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
yep.
Interesting.
DH'd a couple times, but primarily a shortstop.
Got it.
He was a major leaguer for 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Played for the Phillies, Royals, Mets, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Rangers.
One more time.
A lot of hats.
Phillies.
Mostly with the Phillies.
Okay.
Royals, Mets, Mariners, Rockies, Padres, Rangers. Primarily a shortstop. He did make $5.2 million.
That's it?
In his career.
Okay. I was definitely
that's all his.
Well, half of it.
Is this like 90s money or 2000s
yeah,
money?
Yeah, whatever.
It all spends the same, Nick. No, yeah. He
give us the years. 11 years from when to when.
He debuted, cup of coffee, let's call it, 1996. His last season played was 2007. Career highs in a season? 8 home runs?
No.
Okay.
20 steals.
Yeah.
20 steals isn't bad.
Sounds like Mickey Morandini or something.
Oh. Yeah? No. Is it? I'll tell you this. He has a great name. He's a great name.
That is Mickey Morandini.
He has a great name. He had 127 hits was a career high.
This guy stinks.
127 hits and 8 homers?
So not an all-star ever.
Never an all. Didn't sniff an all-star game.
Did he sniff any kind of award?
I would put him on the all-name team. He's got a good name.
Okay.
He did have a career OPS.
Yeah. 6-something?
666.
Any nickname?
Sign of the Beast! Sign of the Beast!
The Mark of the Beast!
That's why he retired.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as he was 666, he's like, guys,
okay,
I'm perfect. Here.
All right, guys, I'm going to hang him up now.
He was, let's see.
What did I say? I said Mickey Morandini.
Yeah.
That's all I've said. I was thinking like a Greg Jeffries type.
He was born in Georgia.
That doesn't help.
Drafted by the Mariners in the fourth round of the 1991 MLB June Amateur Draft.
He started with the Phillies? Where'd he start?
Phillies. Yeah, you'd know him with the Phils.
Okay. I don't think I know him.
Didn't play in the postseason.
All named team?
Play.
I love this guy. You guys know who he is.
What's below random?
I'm cheating and looking.
Any nicknames?
Does anyone have it? I don't think anyone has it, Keith. I'm looking.
Well, his first name kind of is just short for his name, so it's kind of like a nickname baked in.
Kevin Stocker is not Kevin Stocker.
Yeah, every once in a while you got to even stump the text line.
Willie Bloomquist? I'm just looking at guesses.
No, not Willie Bloomquist, not Kevin Stocker.
Nafi Perez? Archimedes Pozo.
That's a good one.
That is a good
name. Archimedes Pozo.
There's a Randy Velarde guess in there, although we got that from before it started.
You guys want to tap out?
Yeah. Does anyone have it? I don't think anyone has it.
No.
Who is it?
Desi Relliford.
Truly random.
Yeah, hell yeah, that's random. Desi Relliford.
Desi Relliford.
You know Desi Relliford.
He made
never heard of Desi Relliford?
$5 million.
He did.
Yeah.
Playing baseball.
Yeah.
It's good living.
Over a decade.
Desi Relliford.
Anonymously for many teams.
Oh, I didn't. He was a switch hitter. You guys would have got it. My bad.
There we go. Yeah,
you left
that
out.
No, you left that out. That was a big clue.
Way to bury the lead.
5'8", 155. Whatever the opposite of a Haas is.
I still don't think anyone. Oh, no. Twitch chat actually has it in probably after you said
it. Desi Relliford.
I still don't even see it on the text line. There's no chance. Mark of the Beast and a good name.
We didn't have that one before, did we?
Hang on. Wait, Arcan, did he get it? No, I don't have a text yet. Typically on delay out there listening.
I feel good about it.
Okay.
Desi Relliford.
Do you feel good about Desi Relliford?
That's a good one. His real name's Desmond. They call him Desi.
Who is the
Relliford?
This is the equivalent of that basketball player Nick Pick from Illinois.
Oh, the third leading scorer on Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yes,
exactly.
I don't remember his name. But remember.
Right, no one does.
If you just list the top 8 guys, we'll get it.
All right, maybe that was a bit of a stretch.
That's true. You guys were cocky. And he was going to try and make it a point.
We were cocky about it. Yeah, it's true.
It's a random baseball player. That's how you play.
That's one of the randomest. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones. And
he's making a push for the Jones and Keefe Awards for the most random player of the year award.
Oh, he's right now number one with the bullet, I think.
Desi Relliford?
You do realize that you're going to have to keep track of players that you do so we can figure out the top.
We'll just do
Jeff Cirillo, I'll never forget.
We'll just do the ones from like the week before.
Gave me the number one pick in the draft.
The random baseball player of the year will just be the 5 we did the day before. We don't remember any before this.
Put them on there.
That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag.
Thanks for playing, everybody.
Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them, see what they have coming up. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we got the clip du jour next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day. And today we were going through some of our preseason predictions or season preview predictions, as it were, for the NFL. And
I was hanging on every word.
I don't think you were listening very well. It's pretty chalky. I'm going to go Bills in the East, Ravens in the North, Texans in the South. I am going to go Bo Nix and the Broncos.
Ooh.
In the West. That's okay. Right. Bo Nix had a great rookie year. Some said should have been the rookie of the year. Wild card, I'm going to go.
Some said that,
I'm going to go Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs, I still got them in the playoffs. I think they're going to be worse, but I'm not going to go crazy.
Okay.
And I do have the Patriots in.
Oh.
So the Patriots as that last wild card team, I got them in the dance officially.
I have Buffalo winning the East. They're a heavy favorite. I have Baltimore winning the North, like you. Heavy favorite.
South.
South, I went, this is my off-the-board pick, Jeff. Tennessee.
Ooh.
Titans.
I'm sticking with KC in the West. They are a slight favorite in the West, but I'm sticking with them. Wild card. I have Cincinnati, who I notice you don't have in the playoffs.
I do.
You do?
Yeah, they're my
first. Oh, no, you do.
First wild card team.
Cincinnati, KC, Eddie.
He's right. Writing them down. What the hell?
I did write them down.
Yeah.
Chargers, you have winning the division. I have as wild card.
No,
Patriots
I don't have
as
the Chargers.
Well. Oh, who do you have?
Jones, just do your picks. I'll do my picks.
I wrote down Chargers.
I don't have the Chargers.
Wait, who do you have winning the West?
I went on that whole spiel about Bo Nix.
Oh,
he lives in the Broncos.
All right, sorry. Trying to write these down as we go.
People are really just their heads are spinning right now, driving off the road, trying to figure out
who got picked. Well, I have the Chargers. You have the Broncos.
Good for you.
We both have the Patriots, though.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Look at us.
I will tell you, that was
a
bit of not listening and then also typo.
So Cincinnati, I just didn't listen. I wrote down somehow Chargers instead of Denver in my actual
as
notes.
I was talking about Bo Nix.
Yeah,
like Chargers.
Yeah, so that was
good,
that was
Chargers
a,
pick.
A combination of both. So I did send all these to Terp. I'm not sure how accurate any of that is.
Yep.
Terp, you might want to double check what I sent.
I think he's
Billy
still...
and I sent ours individually, so we know ours
smart.
Is going to be right.
Smart. Well, I wanted to have somebody write it down, but apparently that's not my strong suit. So there you go. Clip du jour here each and every day. On Jones and Keefe, we also cross over each and every day with WEEI Afternoons. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, they're bolder, and beefier. Their half-pound 100% American Angus beef is sure to please. You can try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. What's up, Andy?
Hey, fellas. You made that hard. Some of us were trying to cram because we're very creative on WEEI Afternoons, so we'll probably be doing some NFL season preview stuff
since
there's a game tonight.
Good.
Yeah.
So
first
if I
game
was
of the season.
Trying to steal from you guys, you made it difficult.
That was, like, I don't know what this is.
What did anyone say?
It didn't get off to a great start.
It's okay.
It's all just for the graphic.
It's all right.
We all have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl. I don't want to spoil anything, but how do you feel about that prediction?
I think that's a solid pick. Huh. It's also a pick that I would kind of root for.
I like Lamar Jackson.
I like Derrick Henry. They're a talented team. If you don't want the same old story with the Eagles.
Chiefs, Eagles, and Bills are all hard to root for different reasons. So it's
Like if I were really rooting, I would probably root for Buffalo because I love Josh Allen.
I just
don't know how good his team is.
No.
And there's just and something the Ravens about are loaded.
Like, I'm not going to pick the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Sean McDermott, is he the coach that's going to like put him on his back and carry?
Nope.
No chance.
Allen would put them on their back. Yeah, that's the only way they're winning anything. But I didn't pick them.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Especially when there's other good teams.
Like
the Ravens are a really good team. Now maybe I'll be a different tune after they play or whatever. But yeah, I'm very excited that football's here. Like that's
Same.
My big takeaway. We got a game tonight. Going to a high school game Friday, a college game Saturday. We got Patriots on Sunday.
Football.
I would have hit him with the brutal boast.
That's good.
But okay, so you have that. Good stuff, by the way, yesterday with Cora. Cora was excellent with you guys yesterday.
Tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Volunteering up information. Yeah.
Well, I asked him. I prodded him.
You drew it out of him.
Is it going on the IL?
Tell us right now.
But he doesn't always do that.
No,
so
he doesn't.
Yeah, so that was good yesterday.
Yeah, good stuff.
You also have Curran today at 3:30, right?
We do have Karn at 3:30, and he is sort of in the mix of whatever the hell is going on.
I'm not wrong to be so confused, right?
Like, what is he apologizing for?
I don't know.
Okay, so
Phil
said
posterior. So, like, the Phil part I know about.
But it was on Quicksilver. It was on that, or the Patriots Talk podcast or whatever. It was
Colin Curran's Patriots podcast.
Correct.
I
so maybe that Curran has to apologize by association.
By association?
Yeah. I half get Phil being like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I apologize to you if you were offended by it. I half get that. But then for Diggs to apologize to like the whole media is so strange to me.
Yeah, no, I thought the Patriots had PR shows yesterday. It was Robert Kraft's. Yes, when his career is over, we've always intended to have a statue. I thought that was him taking advantage of Bill sucking and looking like the bigger man this week. Look, see how big I am? At his lowest moment, I'm going to say something nice about Bill Belichick.
Good theory.
That is.
And
that
he likes to be liked, and he knew it would go over well.
Yeah.
So I thought, and then the second PR show was Diggs, which... we come to find out later, he had already spoken with Phil Perry. They had handled it. Now, I do think it's okay if he wants to go public, because Phil's was public.
Yeah,
so Phil goes public with pain in the posterior.
I don't mind that. I just don't Phil's get it. Apology wasn't public.
No. But the first shot you're pissed about is public. So now you have your platform. Of course, you could have had the platform anytime you wanted Stephon Diggs if you had talked throughout camp. You didn't.
Right.
And that created all these things. There was confusion on our show when Ted was like, Stephon Diggs was late to practice. And the Patriots were like, well, he wasn't really late to practice. He was doing something else elsewhere. And it's like, all his teammates were on the field,
so he was late to practice.
We've all been around practice. When a guy comes out late, he's late. That's how we term it. So there's just a lot. It's Stephon Diggs. There's always going to be baggage of that.
Throwing a pen?
Wait, this I didn't see. She chucked a pen at somebody?
Some guy was yelling at her about
but it's like,
or
you're
Diggs.
Not going to do damage. It's a pen.
No, you're just
and yet you can probably be charged with like assault with a weapon or something. So like, really bad. Throw your wig at him or something instead. Be a cooler look. So yes, we'll have Tom Curran at 3:30, 4 o'clock. We'll do our season previews.
Ooh.
And then we'll get into the Diggs situation. We'll continue to break down the Roman Anthony injury and how they handled it yesterday. Fingers crossed that was just an aberrational bullpen day, not how the team is going to react to
losing. Well, it's a Toley night tomorrow. Toley on the
Toley?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Fired up about that.
So 5 innings, 9 Ks, you got a chance to win, then he'll hand it off and they'll blow it.
You like,
maybe.
You like Big Stash? That's Wiggy's nickname for Toley.
I actually like Magnum P.I.G.
Magnum P.I.G. is
like, that's
the best.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a little long. Like, there's a little length to it.
We've all heard that before.
Have we?
No.
Any
never,
of us?
Never, I don't have good hearing.
Never, not once.
No.
You heard how my hearing went earlier. So
yes, I did.
Yeah.
But he does need a nickname. Like, he's clear. He's the epitome of a nickname guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Big Dumper. Like, not that, but something along those lines.
That's taken.
Yeah. No, I know. You get what I mean.
All righty. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons, perhaps with all your Peyton Toley nickname suggestions. 617-779-7937. We're back tomorrow. Top 5 Friday. Friday 4-pack week in review and the return.
Oh, yeah.
Keys to week 1. Pats and Raiders. Stay tuned for it. It's tomorrow at 10 WEEI.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.